Hi, Beowulf here with Justice Matters. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they are here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. And that takes time. It takes effort. Angie, however, has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie and connect with and hire skilled professionals that you need to get the job done well. Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and in your specific area, right in your neighborhood. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and website is free to use. Angie.com, that's A-N-G-I, Angie.com.
Hey, it's Kimberly, host of the Start Me Up podcast. If you like your politics with some loose talk and salty language, you're going to love my show. I interview the coolest people like Mary Trump, Kathy Griffin, and DNC chair Jamie Harrison. The Start Me Up podcast has an easygoing, casual style and a strong emphasis on left-leaning politics. We also have frank discussions about sex and more than a few spirited rants. Just visit patreon.com/startmeup or wherever you get your podcasts and start listening today.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show's about to begin on June 9th. Let's talk about the upcoming public hearings regarding the insurrection. Because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So the House Select Committee investigating the insurrection just announced that public hearings will kick off on June 9th. But in the meantime, the January 6th committee's investigative work continues. Here's the new reporting from Hugo Lowell of The Guardian. Capital attack panel set to issue letters to Kevin McCarthy and other key Republicans. And that article begins, the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol is expected to issue letters requesting voluntary cooperation from House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and around a dozen other Republican members of Congress, according to two sources familiar with the matter. The panel intends to issue a letter to McCarthy, the top House Republican, and is considering further letters to Scott Perry, Jim Jordan, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Mo Brooks, Lauren Boebert, Andy Biggs, as well as some Republican senators, the source said. Congressman Benny Thompson, the chair of the Select Committee, is expected to authorize the list of Republican members of Congress caught up in the investigation, potentially as soon as this week. The letters may come either this week or next week, the source said. The Select Committee's move to seek cooperation from some of Donald Trump's fiercest defenders on Capitol Hill, and for some members like McCarthy, Jordan, and Perry, the second such request, marks a new gear for the inquiry as it reaches its final stages. So friends, maybe that long list of Republican politicians named in the article we'll all have a spasm of patriotism and will voluntarily appear before the J6 committee and disclose all the information they have about the crimes of Donald Trump. That's good for a chuckle, right? They're not going to cooperate. They are all preparing to become members of the cover-up club, together with the likes of Bannon, Meadows, Scavino, Navarro, and some of the others. So this now raises the same litany of questions we ask every time people with information about Donald Trump's crimes refuse to provide it to the J6 committee. One, when all of those Republicans refuse to comply with this voluntary request for testimony, will the House Select Committee subpoena them? Two, when they blow off those subpoenas, when they violate them, when they ignore them, will Congress vote them in contempt and refer them to the Department of Justice for prosecution for contempt of Congress? And I'm not even going to ask the question whether the J6 committee will consider using its inherent power of contempt to arrest them and compel their testimony, because I'm just tired of beating that drum. The next question, when they are referred to the Department of Justice for criminal prosecution, will they be prosecuted for their crimes against Congress, contempt of Congress? Because of the four people who have already been referred by Congress to the Department of Justice for criminal prosecution, only one is actually being prosecuted, Steve Bannon. And we remain on the contempt of Congress indictment watch for the other characters, Meadows, Scavino, Navarro. So after that series of questions, will they be subpoenaed when they refuse to voluntarily cooperate? When they violate the subpoena, will they be voted in contempt of Congress and referred to for prosecution? Will the Department of Justice prosecute them for those crimes? And then here is what is perhaps the most important question at the end of the day. Assuming that this long list of Republican allies of Donald Trump, who have evidence of the crimes of Donald Trump that they are withholding, that they're covering up, will they be considered for prosecution as accessories after the fact to Donald Trump's crimes, for covering up Donald Trump's crimes, for assisting Donald Trump in getting away with the crimes he committed? Because, you know, there's a federal law for that. And it's right smack at the front of Title 18 in the United States Code. Accessory after the fact. 18 United States Code Section 3. Whoever, knowing an offense against the United States has been committed, assists the offender in order to prevent his apprehension, trial, or punishment, is an accessory after the fact and may be imprisoned for their crimes. Assisting Donald Trump in getting away with his crimes is precisely what people like Bannon and Meadows and Navarro and Scavino continue to do. And now perhaps they will be joined by a long list of their Republican buddies who may also refuse to comply with the J6 committee's request for testimony, refuse to comply with subpoenas, and choose to cover up Donald Trump's crimes, choose to become members of the cover-up club. And we've all heard the saying, if the crime don't get you, the cover-up will. When will our institutions of justice, our institutions of government, take these crimes seriously and take these men and women to task for the crimes they're committing in order to assist Donald Trump in getting away with his crimes? Crimes that were designed to destroy our democracy. DOJ, if you're listening. Because, you know, justice kind of matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe. Please stay tuned. And I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.